As we look to the Word of God this morning, we look in the Scriptures and we find in the section of Scripture over in the Galatians and in the second chapter and in verse 20. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, in this 20th verse of Galatians, the second chapter, there is a powerful amount of preaching in this verse. First of all, we acknowledge, Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. We as children of God, we as the family of God, we must be in Christ. Amen. We must be crucified with him. We must come under his the understanding of the things that he went through, and we're going to suffer. Listen, we're going to suffer persecutions, amen, and we are, according to the world standards, amen, we're an outcast, amen. We must be separated from this world. The Bible said, come ye out of the world and be a separated people, amen. We can't drink with the world, smoke with the world, cuss with the world, tell dirty jokes with the world, amen, and have the love of God within us, amen. We've got to come out and be a separate people, amen. Nevertheless, he said, I live. Amen. We must, amen, go to that point that we go down with him and his death and raised forth in the newness of life by his resurrection power. Because death could not possess him. Amen. Hell could not hold him. The tomb could not entomb him. Amen. Because this man Christ had the power to lay his life down and to take it up again. Amen. He said, no man take my life from me. He said, I have the power to lay it down and I have the power to take it up again. Amen. This power he had because he was the Son of God. Amen. He was the one that was manifested. Amen. Came forth and was manifested in the flesh. Amen. He was God, but he was man, amen, and he come to fulfill the will of God, amen. He come to pay the supreme sacrifice, amen, that he might become the propitiation for sin, the price that was paid for sin. He came to this world, amen. The Bible said he came unto his own, amen, and his own received him not, amen. He came forth to the Jew rejected him, amen. And this cause, he said, as many has received him, amen, amen, even to those that believed upon his name, amen, he was given unto them, amen, the power to become the sons of God. This is powerful, amen. We have that power to be translated out of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Now we're a brand new creature. Amen. Now we don't act the same. We don't walk the same. We don't have the same interest and the same desires. Amen. There's a lot of folks, amen, that are claiming to have salvation, that only have a little bit of religion. Amen. And they still have the same worldly. They still have the same wicked desires they've always had. Amen. But when you are crucified with Christ, amen, the old man, the old nature is gone. Amen. He's dead. Amen. The Bible said, behold, all things have become new. Amen. For now you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. See that seed of God. Amen. That went down forth into your heart when you believed. Amen. See, we've got to believe first. Amen. And then when we believe, amen, in our heart, amen, and out of the abundance of the heart, amen, the mouth speaketh, amen. And when the joy of the Lord comes forth in us, amen, We're going to speak the things of God and the oracles of God. We're not going to be talking about a lot of nonsense and junk all the time, but we're going to be our minds focused and fixed on the things of God. We're going to be about building the kingdom of God and the cause of God. We're going to be about spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to be about benevolence, amen, to give unto those that are without, to supply food, clothing, shelter, and the things that those that are without, amen, need, because we have the love of God within us, amen. It's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, amen. And we have the love of God within our hearts, amen. And I'm telling you something today, when you've got the love of God in your heart, when you've got it shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost, you're going to love even your enemies, amen. You're going to be doing good for your enemies, amen. And the Bible said, amen, when we please God, then our enemies are going to be at peace with us, amen. They're going to try to do us harm, but can't do us harm, amen. They're going to try to reach out to us, but, amen, they're not going to be able to. Why? Because the Word of God is the truth today, and it cannot lie, amen. We need not to seek revenge from those that's wronged us. I've had a lot of people that warred against me and come against me and wronged me in every way, but I don't have time to seek revenge. Amen. I don't have time to war with them and fight with them. Amen. I just want to please God and be about my Father's business. I want to be about the King's business. I want to cry this gospel aloud and spare it not. Not just to the listening audience of this radio station, but I want it to go to the four corners of the world and tell this world, amen, their only hope is Jesus, amen. The only way is Jesus, amen. For He's the truth, amen. He's the light, He's the life, He's everything we need. In Him we are complete. Jesus Christ minuseth nothing plus nothing makes us complete, amen. Glory to Him. He's a satisfying God. He's a God today that's able, amen, to meet and supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He's a God today, amen. Oh, hallelujah. He's touched, amen, by our infirmities. Why? Because He's walked upon this earth. He knows what it is to be ridiculed. He knows what it is to be mocked. He knows what it is to be forsaken. He knows what it is to be spit upon. He knows what it is, my friend, amen, to be, amen, laid forth on a cross and spikes through His hand and His feet. He knows what it is to be marred and beaten, amen, amen, beyond human recognition, amen. He's been through the fire, amen. He's been through the battle, amen. And the Bible tells us, amen, that He is touched, amen, by our infirmities, by our sicknesses, by our battles, amen. He knows the feeling because He's a God that has been in the flesh, amen. He's been in the flesh of man, and He's seen this thing through the eyes of man, and He's felt this thing through the flesh of man, amen. So He's not a God today's without understanding. He's been where you've been. He's walked where you walked, amen. And He today, amen, is able, amen, to understand your pain, your suffering. That's the reason you can go to Him, amen, and cast all your cares upon Him. For the Word of God said He cares for you, amen. My, He cares for you, amen. Glory to God. He won't even let you suffer beyond that what you can stand. The Bible said with the suffering, He's going to make a way of escape. Amen. He's going to make a way you can bear it. He's going to make a way of escape. He's going to see you through the battle. He's going to see you through the trial. He's going to see you through the storm. He's going to see you through what you're going through. So just hold on to the never-changing hand of God. Amen. Malachi said it was the Lord thou God which changed not. Hebrews, amen, 13 and 8 said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. He don't change. Amen. He stays the same. He's the same healing God. He's the same powerful God. He's the same one that reached His hands out and said, come unto me. Amen. He will give you that rest. Amen. You can take on His yoke. Amen. You can take on His burden. Let me tell you something. I used to say build sideboards so I could carry the load. But I found out, amen, that we don't have to build sideboards to carry the load. Amen. We can cast all our cares upon Him. We can give the battle to Him. We can give the trial to Him. Amen. We can let Him carry the load, and we can shout the victory. Amen. I'm telling you, the victory's sweet when it's been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. I feel the victory down in my soul. I'm learning, amen. The songwriter penned the word, said, I'm learning to lean. Amen. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. I'm finding more power than I ever dreamed. Amen. And my friend, whatever your battle is, amen, you may went to the church and you didn't find it there in the church. You may went to the pastor and you didn't find it at the pastor's hands. Amen. You may went to the congregation and you didn't find it at the congregation's hand. But I'm telling you, if you'll go to the cross of Calvary, if you'll go to the feet of Jesus, you'll find someone there that'll care for you, that'll take your burdens, that'll take your battles, that'll take your trials. Amen. And he'll give you peace. Amen. That's the reason Paul said, I live. Amen. He said, I've been crucified, but I still live. Amen. Yet not I. Amen. But Christ liveth in me. See, this is the key to it here, is when we allow Christ to live within us. When we allow Christ, amen, amen, to be manifested in us, amen, then he begins to carry our burdens. Amen. He begins, amen. He begins to take care of the pain, amen. He begins, amen, to manifest himself fully within us, amen. And the life which I now live in the flesh, amen. Paul said, I'm still in the flesh, amen. I'm still living in the flesh. I'm still getting up every morning, amen, and starting my day out, amen. I'm still laying my head to rest every night. I'm still going through the battles and trials and all these things, amen. But it's not I, amen, it's Christ within me that's living. I've heard so many people, hundreds of people in our ministry, in our travel through the years, well, I'd be a Christian, but I'm afraid I can't live it. Amen. I tell them, you can't live it, but Christ can. Amen. See, that's what's wrong in a lot of churches today. Amen. And holiness folks, amen, and I'm not mad at holiness folks, because I'm holiness from the bottom of my feet, top of my head, and I believe in the holiness way. But I'm going to tell you something. Holiness folks has been the world's worst, amen, to make a mockery of God, amen. They made up a ritual of do's and don'ts, and they said, well, I don't do this, I don't do that, I don't do that, I don't do that, so I'm righteous, I'm holy, I'm saved, amen. I'm telling you, amen, all your righteousness is filthy rags, amen. You need to live a holy life, amen, shun the wrong and do the right, but you can't base your salvation on where you cut your hair, where you wear a pair of pants, or the length of your skirt, amen, or where you got a mustache, sideburns, or whatever, amen. All that stuff is garbage when it comes right down to it of getting right and living right with God, amen, amen. But when you allow Christ, amen, to be manifested in you and come forth in you, your life is not based upon a bunch of self-righteous of what you do or what you don't do. Amen? Amen. But it's based, amen, upon Jesus Christ living within you, the nature of sin, amen, the desire of sin. See, he sanctifies you. Amen? And that's a lost art in most religions today. Most churches, they don't even know what the definition of it means. Amen? But sanctified means that you have had an old nature changed. Amen? You have had Jesus Christ to come into your heart, your life, your soul, amen, the very fiber core of your being, amen. Jesus Christ has come in and made you a new creature, amen. You're not the same anymore. We're sanctified according to the Word of God by the truth, amen. We're sanctified by the Word, we're sanctified by the blood, and we're sanctified by the Spirit. All these are working in our life, amen, to bring about the sanctification and the purity within, and the purity in our heart, the purity in our souls, to where we think no evil, we do no evil, we see no evil. Amen. We literally abstain from evil and the appearance of, the Word of God says. I thank God for his anointing. I thank God that we can read off the scrolls of heaven that God wants his word preached. Amen. He wants his word preached. Amen. So all you folks that are trying to live by a list of do's and don'ts, amen, I tell you something. Get saved, amen, and Christ will start living within you, amen. Christ will start living, amen. Not that you force yourself, amen. See, I don't have to force myself to be good, amen. Christ has took control in my life and my nature, amen, by the Spirit, amen, is to walk in the goodness of God, amen. Now then, the Adam nature, the old flesh man, amen, but if you let him control, he won't be in the house of God this morning. Amen. He won't be a singing Amazing Grace. Amen. He'll still be on the hangover from the honky-tonk last night. Amen. That's what happens if you let the old outward man. And in most churches today, most churches here in this county that I'm preaching in today, most churches today, amen, the flesh is in control. Amen. They'll go, amen, they'll go for their hour, they'll go for their hour, they'll go through their ritual, they'll never worship God, they'll never touch God, and they'll never allow God to touch them. Amen. I'm convinced you can't set it by a time clock. Amen. I'm convinced you can't set it by a time clock and have just a few minutes. Amen. There's got to be a time. There's got to be a time that you allow Him to come in. Amen. His Spirit to fill you. Amen. And another thing, amen, most preachers in this county or this town, amen, would tell you that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is nothing to it, amen. Well, their ignorance keeps them from ever feeling the power, and their ignorance, if you listen to their preaching, you'll never feel the power, amen. They said, well, you get all of God you're ever going to get when you got saved, amen. That's a lie of the devil, amen. I'm going to tell you something. You get more of God every time you go to God. You get more of God every time you lift up your holy hands before God. You get more of God every time you allow Him to illuminate your soul and your spirit. Every time you allow the outpouring of the Spirit of God to come down in your spirit and your soul. Amen. To where you weep and cry before God. Amen. Even to the point, amen, we feel like shouting. Amen. I'm telling you, all the denominations, religions used to shout. Amen, but they too, hey listen, they too sick, amen, they too sick to sow and too proud, amen, and literally the shout's gone, the victory's gone, and it's a ritual, amen, you might as well belong to some worldly club, amen, it's to belong to most churches, because there's no power there, there's no anointing there, there's no spirit there, amen, and it's dead, the Bible calls them whited sepulchres, amen, but I'm telling you, His church is victorious, amen, His church may have to push out in another storefront. They may have to go across town under another brush harbor, another tent. But God will always have a church where the power and the anointing of God. Some people says, well, we can't find a church in town that will worship God or have a move of the Holy Ghost. Yes, you can. Look a little further. Amen. Amen. And if you can't find one, amen, give me a call. I'll help you. Amen. Because I know where there's some churches where believe in the old time power. Amen. They believe in the anointing and the power and the Spirit of God. Amen. Because I tell you, if God's not dead, He's still alive. Amen. The majority of the churches are dead. The majority of the churches are preaching that God is dead. Amen. But I want to tell you, God is not dead. Amen. He's able to live, amen, and manifest Himself in you. Amen. I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me. See, this is one of the keys. Amen. I told you this verse had some preaching in it this morning. Amen. This word here says who loved me. Amen. First of all, He loved you enough that He laid His life down on Calvary. First of all, He loved you enough that He took the beating that you and I should have took. Amen. He received those 39 stripes upon His back. Amen. He was marred beyond human recognition. Amen. He went through all of these things. He went through, amen. He went through, amen, the death of all this, amen, that was put upon Him. The Bible said, amen, who has believed our report? Isaiah the 53rd chapter. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, that when we shall see Him, there is no beauty that we should desire Him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from Him. He was rejected, and we have seen Him not. Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of His peace was upon Him. Amen. And with His stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on Him the iniquities of all. He was oppressed and He was afflicted. Yet He opened not His mouth. He is brought as a he is brought as a sheep, amen, to the slaughter, amen. And as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and whom did declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Amen. And he made, amen, his grave with the wicked and with the rich in the death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit, amen, found in his mouth. Amen. Why did he do this? Why did he go through this? Right back to that thought in the verse when he said, who loved us? Who loved us? Amen. And that pairs right up, amen, with the last thought of that verse, verse 20. And gave himself for me. And he gave himself for me. Amen. I want you to know today, amen, all these things that I read out of Isaiah 53. Amen. He gave himself for you and I. He could have called 10,000 angels, but thank God today he didn't call 10,000 angels. Thank God he went through the cruel death he went through. Amen. Thank God he shed the blood, because Hebrews said without the shedding of the blood there'd be no remission for sin. Amen. The blood of an animal, a heifer, a duffer, all these little things that, you know, was sacrificed, and all these animals, amen, and the bullocks and the lamb and the dove and all these things, everything that was sacrificed, amen, that blood could never wash away the sins. It was only atonement until the supreme sacrifice could be made, until he would shed his blood, and in the shedding of his blood, amen, then remission, amen, would come to you and I. All this he gave himself, amen, for you and for me. And for that reason, now we live, amen. We live in the flesh, but Christ lives within us. We have the boldness of God. We have that direct access to the throne room of God because he has ascended, amen. See, he didn't just stay in Sheol, amen. He went and he took the keys to death, hell, and the grave, amen. And he led the captives free, amen. There were many of the Old Testament saints, after his resurrection, amen, they were seen walking on the streets of Jerusalem, amen. They was all about the city, amen. He delivereth the old kingdom up unto the Father, amen. Just as he will do the New Testament kingdom, he will deliver that, amen. He must rule, amen, to all authority, amen, and is put underfoot. And that last enemy, the Bible said, been death, and he shall rule, amen. And then he will deliver the kingdom, amen, up even unto the Father, according to Paul's writings, amen, 1 Corinthians, the first 15th chapter, amen. So this, amen, he must do, this he will do, amen. And so doing, amen, he has went and sat down on the right-hand side of the Father, amen, where there he rules and reigns and forevermore makes intercession for the saints, amen. We've got a direct line, amen, amen. We thank a lot of our president, but I'd say if you had to get the president on the line, you'd have a major problem, amen, amen. But I'm telling you something, amen, amen. We know one that is, amen, a high priest that sat down, amen, within heaven. We know one that rules and reigns from on high. We know one that created the universe and all that's within it. Amen. He has become the righteous judge. The Father said he would judge no man, but all judgment has been commended unto the Son, for he is the righteous judge of both the quick and the dead, according to the word of God. Amen. And this is the promise of God. Amen. And you can take God. Amen. You can take God at his word. Amen. You don't have to second guess it. You can literally just take God at his word. He said, amen, that all, amen, judgment had been commended unto the Son. Amen. He has given him, amen, the right, amen, to judge all men. Amen. And for he said, the Father judges no man. That's John 5:22. Amen. But has commended it all judgment unto the Son. Amen. Oh my. This is a promise of God. Amen. And that all men, amen, should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father, which has sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. This is that transformation of life. This is that victory. This is that wherein Christ, amen, has took control in our life. And forevermore, he sits to the right-hand side of the Father making intercession. We have that direct line, amen, momentarily, daily, the middle of the night, amen. His line's never busy, amen. We never have a switchboard jam, but we can go directly to God through Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God, amen. We thank you for tuning in to the broadcast today, amen. We're going to have a song as we close out here just in a few minutes, amen. But I want to say to you, if you're lost without God, the Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You can come to God. You can acknowledge God today and be saved. Amen. We'd like to pray with you, amen, that God might save you. Those who need healings, those who need miracles, those that are backslides, you can come back to God. God, in Jesus' name, as we come to the close of this message, save the lost that's listening to this message. Amen. Let the anointing of God that's on this message go out, touch hearts. And as they acknowledge you, Lord, save souls. Heal those that are broken and sick. Be with those in comfort. For thou art the everlasting God. From everlasting to everlasting thou art God. Do the work, amen, that you promised through your word. As men and women are calling on your name, God, I believe you're saving, you're healing, you're blessing in Jesus' name. Now worship God, amen, as we finish up with the song.
He is love, can move that mountain. His love drives my every fear. In the darkest midnight, I know His love is near. What can I give, O world, that is dying without hope? When they reach out, what can I give them? That's when I need His love. It takes His love to see me through. It takes love to keep me true in life's battles and trials. That's when I need His love. It takes His love. Out, I will find it. That's when I need His love. There's not enough love to go around. In my heart I have found it takes a touch of His Spirit to keep His love so true. My heart must God's love will see me through when it's all said and done. What's left will be God's love. He takes His love to see me through. It takes love to keep me true in life's battles and trials. Takes His love to see me through. It takes love to keep me true. When I reach out, I will find it. Just when I need His love, His love can move that mountain. His love drives my every fear. When they reach out, what can I give them? That's when